Ceylon. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and Shine to Sunshine Radio, and stay with us all day long. Here we are, one more time, rain or shine. And in Florida, we say rain and shine because it might be raining on one side and shining on the other. Keith, the boss of the beach, and I wanted to say hello, hello, and hello. This is the days right after 9/11. We pay tribute with Pray for Love because 9/11 is prevalent in my lifetime. It's prevalent in all of our current lifetimes. But I'm realizing now that 9/11 is going to go by the way of other disasters, other things that we thought were very important in our time, and hopefully they will stay here. And if you go to New York and you go to Kennedy Airport, there's a big sign up there that still says, let us never forget 9/11. As long as that sign is up there, I guess we'll all pay attention. But, of course, the sign's gone, we'll probably forget it forever. Nobody really remembers the fact that they had a bombing at the Twin Towers that didn't work. 93. Go back and check your records. I want to say hello to all my people, of course, out there the local. And I'm going to say local because I trust that the local people understand the VA. And when you're talking about the VA centers here in the Tampa Bay area, you have two major medical centers. And you have a bunch of offices. And those offices, please, they handle everything when it comes to veterans. One thing I was going to talk about is CareerSource. CareerSource has a open door policy. And that open door policy is we help everybody. One thing about CareerSource that I have found out, that CareerSource has a full veteran capacity. So I'm going to say CareerSource today, and their director for veteran services is Mr. Glenn Alexander. We'll be talking to Glenn a little bit later on in the show. Military OneSource, CareerSource. We know that veterans can get help. Sometimes they don't know where to go. And a lot of times the VA is the only place that they can find. What I'm trying to do is make sure that what they're doing, they find in a place and a time that makes sense to everybody. Okay? CareerSource right here, St. Petersburg, CareerSource throughout Florida has offices. And those offices are here to help everybody. But what I like about them is they spend special time making sure they help the veterans. We want to say thank you to the people at CareerSource. We want to say thank you to the people, of course, at Pinellas County, the Veterans Administration, and always our people down in Dade County, people in Orange County, over there in Duval County. All of these places are in Florida. In Florida, if you're here, we take care of veterans. And our slogan is we support vets too. That's for me. That's for you. That's every corporation, every school, every hospital, every retail store. We support vets too. What does that mean? It means that no matter what, veterans get some of your best services. You know, retail stores always look for a way to bring in customers, and all you got to do is say, we support vets too, and give them a little discount, and I promise you, you'll get more veterans than you will get regular people. They want to know that you care. So I'm going to say this. Stay with us. I got more to talk to you about what's going on all around with the veterans. We got a PACT thing that we've been talking about. I'm waiting for the turnaround. And all of those who are looking at what happened when it came to them digging up the problem that happened with one of our bases. And I'm going to get back to that in 1 second. And they're working on it right now. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. Look out. Virginia Rose.
really want to break, I really want to fall, but we're all still standing. Really wanna break, I really wanna fall, but we're all still standing. We're all still standing. We're all still standing. Don't wanna go. It gets harder, don't you know? I keep a straight face, put on a good show, but my heart keeps breaking. The hurt's so loud above the crowd. No one seems to notice though. You don't hear a sound. I scream it through every single note. I really wanna break, I really wanna fall, but we're all still standing. I really wanna break, I really wanna fall. All of my issues, you have the world to carry now. Scarring the tissue is starting to show through, but you missed it all somehow. I just keep moving on, gotta prove that I'm strong, even though I feel like giving in. Maybe that's how we grow a thicker skin. Can't let anything in. Thank you.
Yes, we're back again. Of course, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, of course, to this radio. We're podcasting and regular casting and on the air and everywhere. Keith, the boss of the beach, and this is Voice for Veterans. I happen to be with our friend, Glenn Alexander, and we're headed to help a veteran. So this is right on time, rain and shine. We are in Florida. I want to thank everybody for paying attention now to what's going on, because we know now that Ukraine isn't in the news much. We got more stuff on the Queen of England right now. As we move forward, we realize two things. One, we're here to stay. WVETOnlineRadio.com. And, of course, the new network, ontheair.today. And I'm going to give a special shout-out to our friends in 96.7 Sunshine Radio. I'm Keith, the boss of the beach, and we love this. And I'm going to let you say hello to Glenn. We're on the way to help a veteran. Glenn, say hello.
How you doing? How you doing, rest of the world? This is Glenn Alexander, Veterans Authority, LLC, CEO. And I just want to let y'all know that we are doing big things here in Tampa Bay with his assistant veterans with not only employment, but housing and transportation. And we're just thrilled to be doing what we're doing, and we just glad to be in the midst of just helping veterans in need.
Or, tell me more about the housing.
The housing piece is what we do is once I do an intake on a veteran and I see he's qualified for housing, what I do is I do an intake. We make sure that he has some type of income, whether it's a service-connected disability or some type of SSI or SSDI. And what we do, we match his income with his, what he got coming in and what he got going out, and give him and make affordable housing for him as far as his rent. If he doesn't, we have rental assistance where we get assistance from American Legion, WWP, Wounded Warrior Project, HEP, the Homeless Alliance, of Pinellas County, 211. We just do what we can to assist the veteran, all veteran services, including if the veteran has situations where he doesn't have his service connected and he needs some assistance with that. We get him linked up with a VSO, a veteran service officer with either the Wounded Warrior Project or Mr. Haygood out there in American Legion, and we score him away. Matter of fact, that Mr. Winslow bring that up, we helped the veteran the last two months with rental assistance finances through the American Legion with Madeira Beach Lodge.
Fantastic.
And it's just been great. They've been assisting veterans. They help you. It's a one-time deal. If the veterans are honorable or general other than honorable discharge, and it matches up with his income, and if he meet the criteria, we've been assisting them with veterans, with housing, with financial, assistance. So that's been great, and that's American Legion has been our number one supporter in this department.
Well, you heard it first right here, and of course, that was Glenn Alexander, and he's here in Pinellas County, but he's with the Career Source Group. They have made a difference, and they continue to make a difference. As Voice for Veterans, we want to let all the veterans know we're keeping up with current information that should help you wherever you are. You got to remember that this, and he mentioned it, American Legion has programs. AMVETS has programs. And all the rest of them, when you say VSO, they have programs. Now, it may not fit where you are, but they have connections with the rest of the program. So we want you to know right now that you can get help as a veteran, no matter what your status is. And the main thing is we're now concentrating on getting veterans off the streets. Some of them want to be there, but we're going to make a way for them where they don't have to. Get them off the streets. Make them happy. Make them realize that they have more to live for than just hanging out for nothing. They are a regular source of needs in this great country and around the world, regular source of needs that veterans can always help. And it's not about war. It's about peace. Amen. veterans have come a long way because they went through some stuff. Even if they didn't go to the war, they were in the military. So they had the information. They're well-trained. They're a better employee than most people do. If I had a choice to get somebody right out of college or a veteran right out of wherever he came from, I'd take the veteran first because his experience counts more than the education. And he got education as well. So as you, as an employer, remember, a veteran is a better choice. Not the only choice, but a better choice. And we appreciate everything that all of our people do, especially our veterans who are working hard to take care of each other. DD214, and we have a network connected to WVET that talks about vets helping vets. So look for it. Go to WVETonlineradio.com or ontheairtoday.com. Look it up and scan through and find out what we mean when we say vets helping vets. And we want to thank everybody who supported this radio station and always those who are right here all the time, rain and shine. Because in Florida, it can rain on one side of the street and be sunny on the other. So we call it Florida kind of weather, rain and shine, both at the same time. Keith, the boss of the beach, and we want to say thank you. Tune in always. Of course, right here locally, Sunshine Radio, St. Pete Online Radio, and Sunshine 96.7 FM. We love it, and we're always happy to do what we can to make sure you have a direct contact and information. Some other good stuff is coming up. Stay tuned right here to this radio station. And don't forget my favorite guys, and they do this show right out of Ferg's, as the Sports Connection. And I want to say hello to all the fellas over there at Sports Connection. And I got introduced to something that I want to say to everybody right after my show, when I come on Saturday mornings, is the Blues show comes right after that. Tune in to the Blues. And before that, on Fridays, they got jazz. So we got blues, jazz, and veteranization. All of it's all rolled up into one. And I am now going to move from just being a radio personality to a radio advocate. When all these satellites break down, the towers will still be there. And if they never break down, the towers are still going to be there. So tune in to your radio and be happy that you did. This is Keith. I want to tell you all that my friend, Virginia Rose, has come out with a third album, and we salute that local talent. She is far more than you know. And believe me, Virginia Rose has talent that you all haven't even heard yet. Rock is on its way back, and Virginia Rose is at the top of the rock category. Thank you, Virginia, for your continued support. And Ryan, all you guys over there, thank Tim Goodrich and his family for what they do to support the veterans. And I'm going to say this one. We believe in it. We live it. It is now the Veteran Nation. Over and out with the chaplain.
stupid void. You engineer the masses, fixated.
Right, I said, I'm back again, Keith, the boss of the beach, and of course, this is Voice for Veterans. I got lucky today. I got a chance to meet up with my guy, Glenn Alexander, who takes care of veterans, and I'm going to introduce you all to three veterans, and they're just going to say hello to you to let you know that they're doing okay. This is one of the housing projects that is now working. All right, I'm going to kick off with Buck.
Hello, sir. My name is Buck. I'm retired. Used to be a major in Marines. I resigned my commission 40 years ago. I still got that Marine in me. So here I am.
Still a Marine, always a Marine.
Always.
Hey, my name's Ernest.
Ernest. U.S. Navy. And?
My name is Sidney Hershey, U.S. Navy, number one.
Listen, he went to yelling number one out there. This Marine might have something to say about that, but we ain't going to argue with him. I come out of Redstone Arsenal, which is Army. So I'm not going to say number one because he's sitting behind me. He can hit me in the head. We want to say thank you to everybody who paid attention today. These are three veterans that have been housed in a special place, and they're having a town hall meeting, so this was a blessing for me. I'm going to let them go ahead and have their town hall meeting, and I want to say thank you for tuning in. Everybody here, thank you. And the phone is ringing, so we're going to get on out. This one, again, is over and out with the shout, Keith, the boss of the bitch. And don't forget, we're going to be talking about Virginia Rose and her new album. Stay tuned. Over and out with a shout.
Thank you. go again, jumping into the deep end. Slowly I descend beneath. Animals of friends, how they trick me into believing I am one of them, drowning in.
Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice from Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all.